How many times have I heard people say this? I don't know why I'm sick. Well, have you ever read Philippians 2:14? Philippians 2:14. Look and see what it says. I've seen this make more people sick. It's absolutely awesome. Philippians 2:14. And you see if you've done this lately. Now, I know this is not anything any Christian would ever do, you know. But Philippians 2:14, let's see what it says. What's that say? What's that say? Do how many things? All things without what? Oh, in other words, no grumbling and complaining, right? Now, I know none of y'all ever do that, do you? None of y'all don't. Now, we're as Christians. God clearly told us in His Word, do all things without grumbling and complaining. So I know we obey Him and we don't never do that again, do we? Oh, this girl raised her eyebrows back there. Oh, what does that mean? I guess maybe now that I know He said not do that, I ain't supposed to do it no more. Is that what He says? Now, if God said that, what does that mean, young lady? He means what He says, doesn't He? Now then, the enemy will do everything he can to get you to grumble and complain. Now then, that you really know God said in His Word for you as His child to do all things without grumbling and complaining, the enemy will be sent to you every time he gets a chance to try his best to get you to grumble and complain. I mean, you wake up in the morning and it seems to be, I know none of y'all ever done this besides me, you know, but you wake up in the morning and you go outside and you think, wow, it's so cold out here this morning. I hate this cold weather. Never done that, did you? Or it's too hot out here. Oh, it's so hot. I hate this hot weather. Oh, my goodness. And then I got to ride to work in this old car. It's 10 years old. Lord, why can't I have a new one? Let me tell you, until when you quit grumbling and complaining and do what God says, you might get a new one. But until you, as long as you grumble and complain, you probably ain't never going to get a new one. You know, see, does God say not to grumble and complain? What do you think He means? Not to grumble and complain. So whenever we're put to the test, now here's what happens. When the enemy is sent, and I believe God sends the devil in every aspect. Since I believe God's in total control of everything, how many of y'all believe that God's in total control of everything? Okay, so that's all of us. I believe the king is in total control. Since he made the devil, he made him to test us, to try us, to build us up, because as the devil comes against us, we learn how to do spiritual warfare. We learn how to overcome the enemy. We learn how to be an overcomer. If you don't have an adversary, how can you learn to be an overcomer? If you didn't have an adversary, and every morning you woke up and it was perfect 72 degrees, and the water bubbled up from the ground once in a while to water your plants and stuff. You never had to worry about going out in the rain. You know, the sun was never hot. It would never blister. You didn't have to worry about getting your skin tanned or burned or nothing like that. Can you imagine what would you have to grumble and complain about? Nothing, would you? I mean, if everything was perfect all the time, what a useless bunch we would be. We wouldn't have to learn how to be an overcomer. But see, we're only here temporary on this earth. And the temporary thing on this earth, He's training us, He clearly says in His Word, He's training us how to be overcomers. In Revelation 3:19, let's go look at that. Revelation 3:19, and let's see what that says. Revelation 3:19, 20, and 21. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him, and I will sup with him, and he with me. Verse 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in His throne. Now, what is the reward for learning how to be an overcomer? To sit with Jesus on His throne. Now, is that going to be a great place to wind up? I mean, there ain't going to be no sickness and disease there, is there, Don? No, we ain't going to be sick and afflicted. We ain't going to have to worry about no pain. The pain and suffering and all the trying and testing is going to be here. After we get there, there ain't going to be no more death, no more pain, no more sickness, no more nothing. It all goes on here during this time of training and testing. So I think that to be able to do the spiritual warfare, I really think that from what God's Word teaches, that since He sent His what and healed us? He sent His Word. So where is the power in the Word? If you and I, as His sons and daughters, stay in the Word, like He said, that is an obedient son or daughter. Now then, if you're an obedient, completely, totally obedient son or daughter, will you be chastened by the Lord? No, I don't believe you will. I don't believe He's going to give you a spanking if you're a total obedient child. Would you beat your child if they're totally obedient? In other words, every time, if you had the best son or best daughter in the world, and they always obeyed mom or dad, every time you asked them to do something, they just went overboard to do it. In fact, if you wanted the trash cans hauled out every Saturday, and you didn't even have to ask after the first Saturday, every Saturday, the kids did it for you. I mean, if you ask them to mow the grass one Saturday, well, Dad, I take it for granted. If you wanted it mowed this Saturday, you want it mowed every Saturday. So I'm just going to mow the grass every Saturday. Manicure's the place. Dad, anything else I can do to make you happy today? What would it be like to have a son like that? Wow. Would that be awesome or would that be awesome? I guess you'd want to go around beating on him all the time, huh? Not hardly. That's absolutely right. You'd want to bless his socks off any way you could. I think that's the way God would do us. I believe He teaches that in His Word. So I think that what happens is because we are so far off track, all of us, I don't know anybody that's totally on track with God. I mean, His path is too narrow. Too narrow. And so we get off course. I mean, we deviate. You know, I think about myself. God put a desire in me to work on things, to design things and to build things. And I love it. Maybe I love it too much. In fact, the other night, Eldon came over here and was working on a building up here, putting an addition on the hangar up there, little storage compartment. He come over here and we worked on a truss. We worked on that building and then worked on a truss out here until after 9 o'clock, 9:30 or whatever it was. And naturally, at 9:30, when I came in to take a little break, have a little bite to eat, we come in, Cheryl fixed us a sandwich. We had a sandwich and everything. And Eldon goes home, and it's an hour, hour and a half for him to drive home. So it's 10 or 10:30 before he left here. So I guess it's midnight when he got home. And, of course, I went in, took a shower, and I'm telling you, I'll have to say, I didn't get in the Word that day. Now, God tells me to be in the Word every day. Now see, I wasn't obeying Him that day. Now I know none of y'all ever do that besides me. Now I spent 24 hours that day with the world and almost zero with God. Of course I'm praising Him, thanking Him and saying things and all that stuff, but I'm not in the Word. I know we was praising God all day. Ella's speaking up. Yes, but we wasn't in the Word. Was we? We wasn't in the Word. And so, I mean, yeah, I'll have to agree. You can't be with Ella without praising God. You know, I mean, every other word, I'll say, praise the Lord. He'll say, hallelujah, praise the Lord. I mean, or if he'll say something about like that, then I'll say something else. But he and I are always praising the Lord. And I know the Lord knows that because He's there with us all the time. But that day, I was not in the Word. And I think God wants us to spend an intimate time with Him in His Word. I don't think He wants us just to talk about Him all the time. I think He wants us to talk. He wants to talk to us. And the way He talks to us is through the Word. Because most of the time, God don't talk to us audibly. most of the time he talks to us through his word. That's the way we get communications with God. Since the enemy is sent to attack us, I think the first thing, regardless of what happens to us, I don't care what kind of a chastening we come under, whether it's sickness, pain, whether you're going bankrupt and you're fixing to lose your house or whatever it is, I think you should look and say, Lord, what have I done that doesn't please you? Because, I mean, the word is clear that if we walk in obedience to his word, he promises to bless us with good health, long life, and prosperity. All these things are a blessing from God. You know, I mean, all you got to do, I mean, some people are like me, that God gives me revelation about healing, and of course I talk about healing more than I do anything else, but some people talk about prosperity. I mean, there's some churches hooked up on the prosperity gospel, and that's all you ever hear them teach is prosperity. Y'all know, you've seen some of these ministries, and that's okay because it's God's word. You know, it is in the word. But we need to have a whole rounded picture of the whole thing. You know, God didn't just promise you that you could have a new Cadillac just by saying, I'm going to have a new Cadillac. But there is some ministries that will tell you that, but they never have it. You know, so, and God's in control of it. You can say it all you want to, and it never materializes. That's just like the other day, one of the big pastors, a pastor of a big church, I don't know, I heard him on television, and he is a faith man, I'll have to say, and he was having a party at his house. I won't use names, but he was having a party at his house, and they have a pool out back, and they were having a big party, because it is a big church. He had a bunch of his deacons and what all were there, and one of the men got to kidding him about walking on water on the pool. He said, you know, you have so much faith, I believe you can walk on that water. He said, I believe I can too. I can walk on that water. I have that kind of faith. So he had his three-piece suit on and everything else. He just runs out there and hits that water. He just bam, 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 just goes plumb down to the bottom of the pool. On the way up, he said, talking to himself, but to God, he said, Lord, what's the deal? You said if I had faith, I could walk on water. He said, the Lord called my name and said, you were just showing out.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Live in the Word, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.